From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The watchdog of the Troubled Asset Relief Program, TARP, has issued its latest report to Congress. It said the bailout funds set up to rescue banks during the height of the financial crisis could lead to more reckless behavior by banks in the future. NPR's Renita Jablonski has more.
The Special Inspector General for the $700 billion Troubled Asset Relief Program tracks how the taxpayer dollars are being used. In his latest report, Neil Borofsky writes, not much has been achieved when it comes to fixing the underlying issues that helped create the financial meltdown. He says the firms, seen as too big to fail prior to the 2008 crisis, have only grown larger thanks to subsidies from the TARP program. Borofsky puts it this way, the market is more convinced than ever that the government will step in as necessary to save systemically significant institutions. The report points out while the cost to taxpayers will be less than feared with some banks already paying the government back, many of the program's goals are not being met. Borofsky notes the fund was supposed to encourage banks to increase lending to businesses and individuals, but lending is actually decreasing on a month-by-month basis. Renita Jablonski, NPR News, Washington.
The Obama administration is to release its 2011 budget proposal tomorrow morning for the fiscal year, which begins October 1st. The New York Times is reporting the budget will total $3.8 trillion. The White House would neither confirm nor deny that report. An announcement is expected tomorrow from Toyota on how the car company plans to fix a sticky gas pedal problem. Toyota has recalled millions of vehicles because gas pedals could get stuck and cause unwanted acceleration. Police in Haiti are holding 10 American church members who attempted to bus 33 children out of the country who may have been orphaned by the earthquake. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports from Port-au-Prince.
Members of two Baptist churches in Idaho say their plan was to rescue Haitian orphans abandoned on the streets, makeshift hospitals, or orphanages collapsed by the earthquake nearly 3 weeks ago. They had 33 Haitian children with them on a bus headed to a resort hotel in the Dominican Republic when they were detained at the border. Haitian police say the group did not have the proper documents to take the children out of the country, just a note from a Haitian pastor. Church members say they had wanted to place the children in a new orphanage across the border. In the past few days, Haiti put new controls on adoptions to try to prevent child trafficking. The prime minister is now required to personally authorize any adoptions. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
A moderate earthquake shook southwestern China today. The U.S. Geological Survey said it measured 5.2 and struck Sichuan province. At least one person was killed. The region is still recovering from a 7.9 earthquake that hit in 2008, killing tens of thousands of people. This is NPR News from Washington. The Pakistani army says it's investigating reports that the head of the Pakistani Taliban is dead. Intelligence officials said leader Hakimullah Masud may have been the target of a U.S. drone strike 2 weeks ago in North Waziristan near the Afghan border. Pakistani state television reports he was injured and now has died of those injuries. The government of Yemen said today it's rejected a ceasefire offer from the country's northern rebels. The Supreme Defense Council said the rebels must first comply with the government's original offer, that the rebels disarm, withdraw from strategic positions, and release soldiers they've captured. Officials at California's Yosemite Park have decided to limit access to one of the leading attractions. They're concerned about overcrowding. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports.
Each year, thousands of climbers from around the world travel to Yosemite to scale the granite facade of Half Dome, which peaks nearly 9,000 feet above sea level. Last summer, an average of 850 people made the climb on Saturdays and holidays. At times, 1,100 adventurers waited an hour or longer to get access to the cables to start the climb. In recent years, two hikers have died and a third was seriously injured. So, citing safety concerns, park officials have announced that only 400 permits will be issued on weekends and holidays to climbers. The permits are free, although there will be a nominal service charge. Officials say in 2012 they'll review the program and determine if it needs to be modified. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
In men's tennis, Roger Federer won the Australian Open today. He beat Andy Murray 6-3, 6-4, 7-6. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.